Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is a Wednesday. We'll see if our friend Steve Hawk ends up showing up for Hot Topics or not.
No, he's unfortunately stuck in a meeting. And
doesn't that sound fun, though?
Yeah, he made me into a liar.
Well, after you left, when he said, yeah, Steve said he's got a meeting, but he'll be here on time. And I looked at Kevin, I said, there's little chance that that will happen.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of meetings.
It is, yeah. Do you like the idea of the standing meeting?
What does that mean?
Like, you're not allowed to sit down because it supposedly, you know, picks up the tempo. People are less likely to just have frivolous conversations if they're standing.
You're forced to stand?
Absolutely.
Yes. You just come into a room and everyone stands.
We did them for DJ meetings, Kevin. Remember, we did them at the, like, three buildings ago. We used to just stand in the conference room.
That's right.
And it was fast. It was like 5 minutes. See ya.
Well, yeah, but I'm kind of like, I feel like I can get through the same thing I wanted to get through in a meeting if I'm sitting, though. And I really want to sit down.
Well, see, everybody has that feeling, and then they get comfortable, and then they start talking about stuff that's not relevant to the meeting. I mean, it's not the perfect solution, but it does speed things up.
I promise the people that are the problem are going to keep being a problem.
Whether they're standing or
they're
sitting.
They're going to get used to it, yeah.
You're it's just like, going to have, maybe you'll have less tolerance for the participation there.
Yeah, I wondered, yeah, you're right. Somebody else who's standing might be like, hey, not important. Let's move past that.
Right. They might be willing to just go, I'm done. Guys, I'm tired. My legs are tired of standing right now. Let's go.
Is it a requirement for every meeting to have someone in there being like the question asker that's not a necessary question?
I mean, I see what you're saying about the requirement. And there will be someone. I mean, we would have like all staff meetings, like for the whole building, and everyone would know that, hey, how many questions do you think so-and-so is going to ask today to make the meeting a lot longer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows who that person is. Every place of business has that person. So,
And what was weird is, like, sometimes it didn't fit the person either, where you were like, wait, you don't really care about the answer. Are you just bored and you want to keep the meeting going or...
We had one for a while that it felt like that would be the person who hated meetings more than anybody.
Agreed.
And then they would still ask questions like crazy.
Yep.
And I thought, is that just based on the fact that you literally want to get all of the answers? I think in this case it was that way.
Yeah.
They really wanted answers. They were the kind of person.
I don't want any gray area where you come back on me later and say, well, in the meeting.
Right. I feel like, so that was actually legit, but I think some people just like to hear their voice.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't do meetings here, really.
Or just in general, Kevin. Meetings in general are, I mean, sometimes they're a necessary evil, but ugh.
Yeah, I do a lot of meetings, but they're with, bride and groom.
Sure.
It's like a happy time.
Right,
they're
right.
Planning their wedding. It's very fun. It's very easy.
Is it fun all the time?
No.
Well, what percentage of meetings that you have with potential customers is fun?
I think... Man.
Higher than 75?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like 95%. I don't think I've ever, I can't remember having one that wasn't really.
Because it should be fun? Because obviously it's
a
very fun.
Yeah, I don't remember having a bad one, really.
It's a fun reason to have a meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, getting married, having a wedding. I mean, you're like, no, we're glad.
Fun.
And you're actually doing the fun part of the
event.
Which is even better. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had times where people seem overwhelmed, and so maybe that's
absolutely.
Not as fun, and so you kind of feel bad for them. But I also think that that's like where I get to come in and say, hey, listen, we're going to take away the stress. Like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then that ends up making it feel better. So
no, that's.
But all those meetings are always setting down.
I would imagine.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Kevin, if you have those meetings standing, that adds stress. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, that would be very true. You guys, you've heard some of the rumors going around, right?
I have, and I can't believe them.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Crazy. Oh boy. Are they true or not? That's the question.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
I know.
You know, Taylor Swift released an album, and there's a song on there where it's about Amy, but the way it's spelled... There's a capital K, there's a capital I, and there's a capital M. So it's about Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
That's what they're saying, is that this song's about Kim Kardashian, and she was mean to Taylor, and Kim lost 100,000 subscribers on Instagram after the song came out.
It was terrible.
And so obviously people are trying to figure out, are these rumors true? And so Jimmy Kimmel asked the questions, the hard-hitting questions.
Apparently, yeah.
Last night, and said, are these things true? And he asked her, let's get down to the bottom of it.
He asked Taylor Swift?
No, he asked Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Is it true that you blow dry your jewelry before you put it on?
It's a good question.
The hard-hitting questions, yep.
She said, very true. I hate...
What is with your watch? Seriously.
Oh, wow. You actually threw it.
I mean...
Why does she talk all the time now?
It drives me crazy.
I purposely don't have that in my life. I don't...
Well...
I'm not dating you, watch.
You know what? It might be beneficial. Maybe you should change the voice. I think you can change it so it's a guy's voice. Can
Why
you
is
not?
It always talking when I'm on the air? Did I say something that sounded?
No, you did not. I think you're bumping it with the back of your hand or something.
I don't. But I've worn this thing for years.
I understand.
Why is it doing
I don't.
It all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm not
oh
gonna.
Oh my god! I wonder if the back of my hand's getting bigger. Anyway,
might want to get that checked out.
Is it true that Kim Kardashian heats her jewelry? And I know this is what everybody wants to know.
Boy, I was curious.
Does she blow dry her jewelry before she puts it on? And she says, yes, it's
great. Great question.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're out of time because of the time.
Can't get the answer.
She hates being freezing cold. And she said, so when I put on cold jewelry, like, you know, you put it on. I could see how it's cold on your, you know, your chest or your wrist or whatever. And she said, so I just always take the hair dryer and warm them up a little bit. Does anyone else do this? I'm just want, because I get it. There's a lot of ladies out there who don't like to be cold.
Yeah, I understand that part of it. Sure.
And do you use the blow dryer to heat up your jewelry? And I also will ask the next question.
I'm going to put that in the poll.
He said, I've heard that you wash your feet every night before going to bed, to which she replied, I do. Does anyone wash their feet at night before they go to bed?
Well, there's people who take like showers before they go to bed.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Well, but that encompasses.
Do they wash their feet or do they just let the water run over them and call them good?
I assume if you're taking a shower, you're doing the whole thing.
So every time you shower, do you wash your feet?
Sure.
No.
No.
You don't know me.
That's not an answer.
When you take a shower, are you washing your feet every... I mean, do you wash your feet?
Yeah.
You don't let the water run over them and call them good.
Well, I mean, that's what I do, yeah, but...
Well, that's...
Well, with soap, though. With soap.
You know he's already mad, right?
What do you mean with soap?
So, do you...
I've thrown my watch, and I will throw you, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
You're in the shower. Do you physically take your hands and soap or whatever, a loofah, anything, and wash your feet off? Or, see, it's not the same thing. Do you just let the water roll over the top of your feet and call it good?
Yeah, but there's soap with it.
Oh, my God. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hi, it's me. It's Jay. You guys are here. It's 2524. Welcome.
Kevin James.
The abbreviated version of it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Well, looky here. Our good buddy Steve Hawk is here for round two of Hot Topics.
Gentlemen, hello, and thank you for your patience while I was taking care of things in the parking lot.
Stuff happens, man.
Well, there's an alligator out there.
It's oh, weird. Wow. Very unusual.
Somebody had to wrestle it.
Do you... Be careful of the questions you ask, Steve. Do you wear a watch?
No. I tried. I have tried. I think in the seventh grade, I wore one for a while because it had a calculator on it, and I was able to do my math problems easier.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and you weren't supposed to be having a calculator?
No,
or was
that the, no, oh, no, 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 no.
That seemed what was considered cheating.
Yeah, I had a principal at North Pines Junior High that did not like calculators.
Oh,
seventh
yeah.
graders.
Oh. I think that that used to be a thing, and now I think they just, I think they just have given
it. Yeah, you know, I remember I was so sly that I had a calculator hidden on my wrist.
What do they call the, what do they call the really fancy calculators? Kevin, what do they call it? Casey, do you know, do your kids have one of those?
Scientific?
Is that right?
Texas Instruments.
That's a scientific calculator?
I don't know.
I had a wrist. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, it stopped.
Oh, but, as Casey fixed your little issue in the
thank you, Casey. Thank you.
Steve was having a meltdown because his little strobe light wouldn't shut off, and
I was not having a meltdown.
Kevin,
you know, so we had an to bring in an engineer to unplug it.
Yes,
well,
we did.
I mean, wow. It's the new
Casey. Thank you.
It's not that you can.
Yeah, that's right.
It's how you unplug it.
Had I known what to unplug, I might have done it. Yeah,
that's why we have radio engineers.
I mean, he came in and there's this thing down here. It has like 87 buttons on it. I'm like, now I could try. But I can't guarantee what it's going to do. He's like, please don't touch it. I'll fix it when I get up there. So God bless him for that.
Yeah, that's why we have engineers.
Absolutely.
They're smart.
Yeah.
Steve Hawk, may I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Is there a noise that drives you crazy? You know, the nails on the chalkboard. Yes. The reason I ask this is because I've been really getting into Kim Kardashian's life and the rumors about her life.
Why?
And one of the rumors, Steve, is that she can't take the cardboard sleeve off of a Starbucks drink because the sound of the cardboard on the thing drives her. Like, she goes, it like gives me the willies. Like, I can't. The cardboard sliding off of the drink. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about, but it makes me really kind of want to just trip her or something.
Well, I know. See, and I knew that you were going to get caught up on the Kim Kardashian fact.
I mean, it's fair. It's just a weird thing.
It is really weird. She's weirder now.
Yeah.
And I just want to trip her.
Uh-huh. It's an interesting.
Well, I mean, I don't want to hurt her. I just want to trip
her. She also washes her feet before bed every night.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't?
You don't.
I don't.
Okay.
He just watered
and
them.
She heats up
and she heats up her jewelry before she puts it on
with a blow dryer.
She doesn't like to get cold.
Well, you know, if you have time on your hands, you're going to find things to do, I guess.
I imagine, yeah.
Is there a noise that makes you crazy? What is it?
My dog, when he licks.
Oh, like, my gosh. That's so funny you say that.
I just hate that sound. I want to put him down.
My son's girlfriend can't stand that. Oh, and one of my dogs does this thing where she'll like lick the floor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just anything.
The carpet.
Paw, your hand, doesn't matter. Just constant, like, you know, she does that weird stuff all the time. And it's like drives her crazy.
Yeah. My dog will lick the carpet and then he starts. What'd you think was going to happen? It's the same thing that happened last time, you dumb canine.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe once you do it, because you're like, there's a smell or something, I'm going to lick it.
Yeah.
But then you don't learn your lesson.
And then after he has water, it's for the next 7 minutes.
It's the coughing thing.
It's
and then
licking
trying,
and licking his paws. And just
what kind
licking.
Of dog do you have, Hawk?
A boxer, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
He's got those big jowls hanging down, just
messy.
Full of water and spit and stuff.
And you generally love your dog quite a bit.
Absolutely.
But
love
that
him.
Licking noise.
That makes me want to put him down, not love him anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy. Speaking of that, you do on a lot of walks with your dog.
I do.
And are you a fair weather dog walker?
No.
So you're like,
I like it when it's snowing and cold, and he's like obviously uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I love it.
So you don't care.
I'm comfortable. I have a coat.
I see. Okay.
Sorry, you don't get gloves.
I've realized that our whole family went for a walk last night. It was like my wife and I, my two sons, their two girlfriends, two dogs. So it was, you know, and we do it in the summer a lot. But we don't really venture out if it's even a little bit chilly. And my wife doesn't like to be cold, so I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Should
but I realize
her jewelry.
I should heat her jewelry up before she goes on a walk. That's a great idea, Kevin. I'm glad you thought of that one. But I mean, there's nothing that you're a fair weather person of. Like, I don't barbecue. I don't barbecue in the cold weather.
I don't
walk in the cold weather. I don't ride my bike in the cold weather.
Now that you say that, I have, as I've gotten older,
yeah,
I've become more of a fair weather golfer.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
It's, oh, yeah.
It's March, and it's let's drive down to the Tri-Cities so we can get around and it's 39 because it's 23 here.
Right, right.
No, I don't need to. I'll just wait another month.
That's funny because there may be a time before where you didn't care.
I did that.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah, I remember like playing. I mean, it was like if it was above 35, I'd be like, oh, let's go. Yeah. Who cares? Yep. Yeah.
Fair weather golfer is that's a good one.
You know, I don't wait till it's 70. I've been out multiple times so far this year, but I don't need to get out.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's funny. I think that might be age or wisdom or both.
Maybe. I'll take both.
I mean, because if it's cold and you miss hit some clubs.
Yeah, it's just, and a half hours of walking in the rain? For what? I don't need
you
to prove
for that.
Anything.
Yeah.
I don't, not anymore.
Cool. $60 for this fund? Yeah, let's sign me up. Well, I feel bad that we have to let you go because we could talk to you all day, but we got the secret sound to get to.
Oh, that's more important.
Yeah.
What color are your eyes?
Did we get to that? We did need to know that.
What color are your eyes,
That
Steve?
Seemed very weird.
That was
That was a topic earlier.
You got your strobe light fixed, and now you're asking all sorts of weird questions.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. I think they're brown or green or hazel.
What? Come here.
How do you not know?
Because I don't look at them.
Do they change a lot? Jay is now staring into Steve Hawk's eyes.
Deeply.
Into the light.
What I mean. Yeah. See, you can't really tell. I think my mom said they're brown, my wife said they're hazel, and my dog said they're...
Tastes like carpet.
Yep.
Roof. Yeah.
I would go...
What is hazel? Is that...
Hazel's like a mixture of green and brown, or green and blue, or greenish.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're brown.
Brown.
Well, let's go with brown. Brown hair, brown eyes. That's what's on my driver's license.
Okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, nice eyes, Steve Hawk.
Gosh, Steve.
What did I say now? What did I do?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Everybody's name rhymes with another name. Like, unless his name was Orange, I feel like his name probably rhymed with another name.
I was just, first thing that popped into my mind was Genevieve.
Kevin James.
Genevieve. Steve
on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Secret Sound.
Secret Sound time, guys. Let's go ahead and get Teresa on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Got an exciting day planned, Teresa?
Actually, on my way to the gym right now.
Very good. Is it leg day? What are we doing? Push pull? What do we got?
Actually, no. Upper body day. So arms, chest, that thing. Oh. Leg day was Monday.
Ooh, nice. How much are you benching, bro?
No, I take it easy. Trust me. I don't want to hurt myself.
That's smart.
Very smart. Yeah. Oh, the bench bro comment never gets old. All right, well, Teresa, let's see if we can't make some money for you today. Have you been keeping up with the secret sound, do you think?
You know, I try to, but not 100%.
So. Well, you know, none of us are 100%. I think trying's all that matters. So let's see what our value is today.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is...
$640.
All right, $640. That's nice. That's a good chunk of change, Teresa.
It is. I would like that.
Yeah, it would be nice. All right, well, let's go ahead and play. Here we go.
Here's the secret sound.
All right, Teresa, for $640, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
A car door closing.
Is it a car door closing? A car door closing. We will add the wrong guest to the list of wrong guests on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. And Teresa, we're qualifying you for the $100 gift card just for playing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Listen, have a great day. Have a good workout.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Workout. Leg day, Kevin. Legs are still sore. Legs are still sore from leg day.
Yeah, it happens.
You know how it is.
Quick question.
Quick answer.
Are you ever going to give a clue?
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
$650.
stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's secret sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to secret sound responsibly.
Kevin's clip of the day.
I feel like you're ignoring my question.
I didn't hear what you said.
Huh. Okay, clip of the day. Well, this is a fun one. Let's go back to 2007. Let's roll the clock back. Ooh. 17 years ago.
Boy.
You guys know Microsoft, heard of it?
I have, yeah. Huh?
You know who Steve Ballmer is?
I don't.
Steve Ballmer, he is, he is the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was a former CEO of Microsoft. He's quite an animated guy. But in 2007, when Apple introduced the first iPhone, and it was very expensive compared to other phones, this is what Steve Ballmer from Microsoft had to say about him.
First reaction when you saw that.
$500 fully subsidized with a plan. I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes it not a very good email machine. Now, it may sell very well or not. We have our strategy. We've got great Windows Mobile devices. Okay. Right now, we're selling millions and millions and millions of phones a year. Apple is selling zero phones a year. In 6 months, they'll have the most expensive phone by far ever in the marketplace, and let's see, what's the expression, let's see how the competition goes.
Well,
I mean, and he did hedge his bets a little bit by saying and it might sell well. I don't know, but at that point it did seem ludicrous that a $500 phone,
well, no one's gonna pay that.
That didn't even have a keyboard, so it's not a very good email machine.
That, but the way he phrased that was fantastic. An email machine.
This isn't gonna revolutionize the world. I guess it did.
Yeah.
The iPhone.
I mean, to his credit, he's still worth $119.8 billion.
Oh, he's fine. Yeah. Steve Ballmer is just fine.
He's okay, but you're not always right.
Yeah, that was one of those where you're thinking, okay, it's a new competitor, right? New competition. It'll be fine. We're Microsoft. Our phones are going to be the... What is a Microsoft phone? Does it exist anymore?
I don't know. What is a microphone phone? Steve?
You're asking the wrong person.
Is there...
There's got to be a keyboard with it, right?
Well, it's got to be, because otherwise, is it just
like the tablets and the...
Windows phone. Yeah, I see a picture of it. Super popular.
Are those
popular.
What Androids are? We're really dumb. Sorry, guys. We're iPhone people. We don't have time. We don't have the ability to waste our time on little things.
This afternoon with our buddy Jim Diamond.
Are you going to give a clue?
You don't have a clue.
Final thoughts.
Time for some final thoughts. Steve, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure. Something different, Jay.
Seem excited about it.
I am. I'm always excited.
Yes, sir.
Something different, though, Jay.
Something different?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to mention this the other day. They started doing a little construction by my apartment.
Oh, that's fun.
So I have to go a different way.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And because of this, I have to do a lot of twists and turns and shimmying and stuff.
Right. You're like Squiggly Steve.
Yeah. And I think I almost got it.
You almost figured out how to do it?
Yeah.
Did you have to put it in your maps at first because you were kind of lost?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very confusing.
And then where, it's the opposite the way. Construction
it's
at?
The opposite way to go back. It's almost
That's.
Oh yeah, that is a lot.
Well, the what happens? The problem is when you get into, you've only been here. You haven't lived here very long, so that's even worse. But like, if you get into certain neighborhoods that you're not used to going into, or you've never been into before, and you don't know the little, that's a cul-de-sac, and that road doesn't go through, or it's a half circle, or whatever it is.
Yeah, dead ends here.
Yeah, that can be. It could be tricky.
Yeah, and when it's dark out, it's hard to...
I think it would have been hilarious if you hadn't used your maps and all of a sudden you just, like, call at, like, 5:45. Guys, I'm stuck in this neighborhood. It's like being in a corn maze. I can't get out.
Don't know how to get out. Neighborhoods are the worst to get stuck in, though.
For sure.
Because you get turned around, you're east and west, and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I east and west, yeah.
Never mind.
Kevin, I was confused on a walk last night. We went into a neighborhood I'd never been into. I didn't realize you couldn't get out. There's only one way in and one way
right.
out. And we were walking around, and one of the boys had been down there like, no, it doesn't go out that way. I'm like, of course it does. They don't have one exit. That would be dumb. And then he's like, no, it only has the same way we came in. It's the way we got to go out. And I said, well, who took us down this path? And he said, well, I did.
I did.
Okay, I'm glad you know where you're going, because it's dark out. I literally have no idea. I could have still been there. I could have been corn mazing.
That's scary, Jay. We would have had a missing elderly man.
Would have got another alert. Have you ever gotten lost on a walk?
Ooh, I don't think so on a walk. No.
Have you ever had to, do the maps on a walk because you weren't sure?
Never on a walk, because I don't think I go far enough, or I don't know. My walks are pretty consistent where I'm going to take them.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I think that's most people.
Yeah.
I've been in a different city.
Driving? Oh, heavens, Jay. I've driven before. You know me. I like my country drives.
Sure.
I would get out in the country. And then the thing is,
you're from the country
and
you like it that way.
Yes. And when you're lost, you go to pull up your maps and you got nothing.
Oh, that's the word. Oh, when you got no service.
Oof. And then you're like, I'll just keep driving. I'll just go with a feeling. I feel like there's a main road over there. And then you get on the main road, and then you're like, got it. I need to turn left. And you turn left, and then you realize after a while, nope,
that's wrong, too.
That is
too.
The wrong way. Yeah. How turned around am I?
Yeah, that's the worst. Then you got to find the sun.
Yeah, I usually go on days where there is no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine.
Well, I'm on a drive.
Kevin.
Whew, I got heavy. Anyway, I was looking at the ladies on TV today, Robin Nance, Natalie Grant, and I noticed that, they do the thing where they coordinate outfits.
Oftentimes, yes.
Yeah, and I've seen this with other TV people, too, where they'll be like, hey, vote for our outfits. Which ones should we wear tomorrow? Should we wear green or blue?
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Okay.
And it's kind of fun.
Did you want to start this or something?
Well, that's what I started thinking.
We already did this.
Yeah, we did.
Steve.
Okay, I'm
that
sorry.
That is a funny statement. However, not what I was meaning.
Okay.
Should we be a little more color coordinated on the morning show? Do you think that would bring a different synergy?
Synergy.
If we're like, hey.
Wow, what a word.
Guys, I'm wearing, what do I have on today? My WWE wrestling shirt.
Oh,
tomorrow.
I don't have one of those.
If you guys could wear something that fit in with that.
I don't have one. That could maybe buy a Hulk Hogan t-shirt.
I've got shorts on today. If you guys could all wear shorts.
Ah.
By the way, I cannot wait to see Steve's in shorts.
I don't wear shorts.
You probably don't wear shorts ever?
Nah, I haven't in a while. Very long time.
What about in the summer?
I usually wear pants.
Wow.
So when you're out, what about if you were to go to the beach?
Well, what is the reason?
Why would I go to a beach?
Well, what is the reason that you don't wear shorts?
Why would I go to a beach?
It's hard to even answer that question.
I mean, I might go. I don't need to go, but I might.
Yeah. And you don't wear shorts because?
I mean, I just haven't in a while. It's because, I don't know. They're
now,
buried
somewhere. You do know.
I just...
Because it's a conscious effort on a 90-degree day to put pants on when it's not required.
I guess I have worn... It was last summer then, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you get your shorts out this summer, and I'm hoping that you will to go
Kevin,
somewhere. Are
be
they
nice.
I'm just asking what the shorts are going to look like. Are
what
they
the shorts?
Are they jean shorts?
I had jean shorts for the longest time, and I got judged so hard on them.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because they had a very cool racing stripe.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
on the
wow.
side.
Gosh, can we get you to wear those one day?
I had to throw them out because...
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But they're really nice.
Racing so style. Now what do you have? Cargo shorts probably? I mean, that's what I wear no cargo
way.
Shorts.
There's nothing no way he has those. Cargo shorts. There's
yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
I mean, they get judged a little bit now, but.
Yeah, well, that's because most of my clothes are years and years old. So
sure.
You're barely years and years old.
Yeah, you don't change size ever, so that's helpful.
That's true.
I don't know why this. Jay, your turn.
What do you? So, do you, what kind of shorts do you have?
Yeah, do you just have like basketball shorts, gym shorts? What do you?
No, I have cargo shorts.
Just cargo shorts.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, that's what. Oh, well, heck Jay yeah, and I wear those.
I wear them all the time. Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
And they go great them. With my New Balances.
He does wear New Balance.
Well, I mean, New Balance is pretty trendy right now. Just in
are
case
they
you didn't
not
know.
Those?
Oh, not those.
I got the suburban dad look going on, real strong.
Also, I heard cargo shorts are back in, and they kinda,
are they?
Yeah, they kind of.
Yes, finally, it's back.
It's just the style's different probably than the one you're wearing, yeah, but probably. It's still considered cargo shorts.
Yeah. Darn!
If you wait long enough, it all comes back into fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what, mid-shin dark socks, I would imagine?
Oh, of course.
With your sandals.
Oh, of course, he says.
Oh, man.
Jay, your turn.
I have nothing after that, and I don't have time for it, but I will ask you to wear shorts the next time it gets hot.
Man, now...
Have you do wear shorts to work? Because I feel like that's the thing, Kevin. I don't feel like he probably wears them to work.
Oh, right. I was not allowed. I had to wear dress clothes.
Whoa.
To work.
What a terrible station you worked for before.
You are allowed here, so what will you do?
I guess I'll wear shorts.
Will you? Okay, good. that makes me feel good because Jay never does to work.
That's not true, Kevin. I wore probably 20 or 30 times last year.
I guess you did wear your...
I did wear quite a bit.
Yeah, like cargo shorts. So
quite a bit of shorts last year.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. You used to never do
I
it,
I didn't,
though.
Yeah, hardly ever. But yeah,
you got something against them, or...?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, he just wants to be professional in his jeans.
And my hoodie. Yeah, that's pro time.